Today is the day we get our first contestant for Name That Noise on a scale of 1 to 10, Callie. How excited are you?
35.
Perfect.
That's my favorite game.
Do you think you are more excited than our neighbor that we discovered with the awesome laugh from Saturday night?
I don't think that anybody is more excited than her.
We are in the house on Saturday evening and we hear like a noise, like a high pitched, like I thought maybe it was like a cat or like a rooster but I couldn't identify what it was. And I go outside and the neighbors that are kind of behind us, like kitty corner behind us, I could see them and they had an iPad on their patio table and they were doing some sort of workout in the yard. And the woman was laughing so hard at the dance move she was being told to do. The laughter was contagious.
It was awesome.
And we kept the door open just to hear her laugh. And is it weird now if I kind of want to be their friends?
No, I don't think it's weird.
Just based on her laughing and him doing the over-exaggerated dance moves to make her laugh, like,
they're your people.
Yes. And we have a fence in common, so we could have socially distant margaritas or something.
Yeah.
Would that be weird to just go up to somebody and say?
Especially right now, because they're going to be like, we don't know you. Keep your distance.
But you have a good laugh.
But you have a great laugh.
So let's be friends.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for neighbors that actually make me happy.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for my friend Sari. She came and dropped off on our doorstep. She doorstep dropped off a bunch of hand-me-down clothes for me, and I thought that was really nice.
It's now called porch pickups and porch drop-offs.
Like porch drop-off, yeah.
Because I have some stuff that I was trying to get rid of because we clean out our basement, and Goodwill is closed. So when I would contact these other charities and these businesses that could do it, they're like, yeah, we could come by and do a porch pickup. So you just leave it on your porch and then nobody breathes on you and then they take it.
Yeah. And I'm grateful because it's like, I got like a whole new wardrobe this weekend for free. It's awesome.
And as soon as you get fat, you can use it.
Yeah.
You wonder if maybe that could be maternity clothes or quarantine clothes.
They could be either, honestly.
Right.
They really could.
Even my dad told me over the weekend, I hope he's not mad that I'm sharing this story, but he's like, look, I'm in the house. The weather in Syracuse has been iffy. The day I was talking to him, it was raining. Like the week before, it was snowing. He said, I sit around and I get bored and I go into the kitchen. I'm like, well, we got a box of brownies. So he makes brownies and it's, you know, just him. Mm-hmm. So he eats the brownies. Then the neighbors are still bringing food to him. And then, he's like, well, I'm going to make a meatloaf. And then he makes a meatloaf. He's like, I've got to stop eating. I'm like, welcome to the club.
Yeah. At least your dad is putting on jeans every day.
Right. As opposed to
us that has been wearing, like, we've been wearing sweatpants.
Sweatpants. Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit about how we fight because when I talk about our relationship stuff on Instagram, on social media, and I'm pretty much an open book about it. I have people I get a lot of questions about how we fight, and I'm really quite proud of how you and I fight. Now, I will say we are starting, I think we have an unfair advantage in the fighting race because you and I have each been going to our own therapist for over a decade, and you were married before, so you've already been through the experience of marriage and fighting and trying to work on a relationship and all of that.
I don't want to fight with you, but I disagree with that statement you just
really?
Made. Yeah. I don't think it's an unfair advantage. I think the advantage...
I was joking about that,
but I know, but I think the advantage that we have does not come from the therapy or from the past relationships. It comes from the confidence and the comfort in being willing to learn from the past. Like, that's the takeaway.
But my point is if we didn't have the past, then we wouldn't, like, that's our launch pad for how we fight now.
I know. But what I'm saying is it's not an advantage that we've gone to therapy or that I've been married before. Everybody has the same
opportunity
mm-hmm. because you have a set of data from the way you have behaved in other relationships, whether they're coworkers, family, mm-hmm. romantic, spousal, whatever your relationship, kids, whatever your relationship is, you have a set of data. And I guarantee you there's a lot of stuff that I've taken from therapy, but the thing that related to fighting is looking for the patterns. And then you just interrupt the pattern. But you can do that without therapy if you're disciplined enough to sit down and go, gosh, what do all of my fights, not
what's the common denominator?
In the fighting part of it, not in the relationship part of it.
Just so what do you mean? Like, can you be more specific?
Yeah, I know what mine is I tend to fight about the fact that I used to fight about the fact that we were fighting, not us, but like in old relationships. So if something would come up like, hey, you were supposed to stop at the grocery store on the way home and you didn't, and now we don't have anything for dinner and now we have to order takeout and I'm not going to be able to go to bed on time and blah, blah, blah. And then somebody responds with, well, you were supposed to call me, and then why is it always my responsibility? Well, why are we fighting? And then it becomes this fight about trying to decide who is right and who is wrong.
Right.
Not resolving and you never resolve the initial issue. I think that was a really bad example.
But basically you're saying stay on task with what you're actually upset about.
Yes.
Rather than—
Don't get upset that, sorry to interrupt. You said it perfectly. I used to, when I would say to somebody, you were supposed to stop at the grocery store and get stuff so we could make dinner, and now we have to get takeout and it's not going to be here for 45 minutes and I have to get to bed. And then the person responds with, get off my back, I've had a really tough day. Then I immediately say, well, I've had a really tough day. My go-to is, well, I've had a tough day, and within 5 minutes, we're fighting
it's
about
just
something
escalated, yeah.
That's not even connected to the fact that we need food.
Right. So I think in our situation, just using that example, if I came home without having gone to the grocery store and you brought that up to me, my response, even if in my head I was like, well, you know what? I've had a hard day and I didn't feel like going to the store. I would never say that because it's not productive. What I would say is, you know what? I screwed that up and that really messed up your day. I'm really sorry. I will be more aware of that next time because I know that you get up early and it's really hard for you.
And if you did respond with,
By the way, that is not an easy thing to say. It tastes sour coming out, but it's a really productive way to be a good partner.
Because it allows you to stay on task of what the fight's about. Mm-hmm. And if you did respond with something salty, because you did have a really crap day, or maybe a rock hit your windshield on the way home, or you call it, got a bad news, whatever it was, and you're in a really bad mood, then when you say, my God, will you get off my back? I've had the worst day, blah, blah, blah. My response, what I've learned now is my response will be about the grocery store food. It wouldn't be like, why are you giving me attitude? You dropped the ball. I would respond with, okay, well, I get it. You've had a bad day. You've clearly had a bad day. So what's the deal? Am I in charge of dinner? Am I taking care of this now?
Right.
Like, stay.
What are we doing right now? Stay present.
Stay on the message of the fight. I think that's the biggest key for me for how we fight.
I think we do a couple things. I made a list.
And just for the record, we rarely fight.
Us?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we, but when we do, I mean, I say that we bicker more than we fight, but our bickering it's kind of a newer thing for us because
quarantine.
Well, we didn't really fight at all. And then we work together now. So that's just adds a whole new set of
not quarantine, just being around me.
No, but you know what I mean? Like it's your, so usually when you come home and you're with your spouse and you got to vent about your coworker or whatever, that's your safe space to do it with your spouse. But when Jeff's venting about his coworker, it's me. So anyways, I wrote
down. Can I pause real quick just to bring something up about quarantine fights?
Yeah.
Because if you are a person who's having quarantine spats with the people that you live with, your spouse, your kids, your roommates, whoever, know that you are not alone. It's happening to most people because you're in a confined space. The mayor of Atlanta actually tweeted or Instagrammed about it. Did you read this? The mayor of Atlanta sent out, wrote on Instagram that her husband had to go into his office to pick something up and call, because I'm assuming he's working from home, called her, did not hang up the phone, and she overheard him telling someone how much he really hated that he couldn't stay at the office and that he had to come home. And, and she heard it and called him out. She put like a funny emoji and wrote, "It's always your own family." And then in the caption said, "Look, we're all going through it. Hang in there."
Right. Like everybody's in it together, which is why I wanted to like bring up the fight, because you and I have a great relationship. I would say a very strong relationship, but we do fight. So I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to touch on that. I wanted to say it's normal to fight. This is kind of how we fight and how we navigate our conversations in a productive way. I wrote down some things that I think we, not rules for fighting, but I feel like we kind of have some unsaid rules.
Okay.
And you can tell me if you think I'm on par with these. No name calling.
No, we don't.
We do not name call. Even if you're thinking it in your head, it never comes out of your mouth. We do not name call. We always are very good, I think, about saying, "I feel whatever."
Right.
And attach that to an emotion. So, hey, I asked you to do something and you didn't get it done. And it really hurts my feelings because I feel like you're not listening to me.
As opposed to, we talk about our own interaction with the situation as opposed to guessing what the other person's are. Like, you only think of yourself.
Right.
We don't say that. Instead, we say, "I feel like you didn't hear me."
Right. I don't feel heard by you. Right. I don't feel seen by you. And then we offer like a solution most of the time. Like, not a solution, but like, here's what would help me.
Right.
Which is, you know, like an action item kind of like, because I feel like sometimes it's, and we had this conversation yesterday, it's hard to know what's bothering the other person, even if you feel like you're dropping a lot of hints, like, "Hey, this is really bugging me." So the fair thing to do and the way to make sure that you are heard and understood is to say, "Hey, this, here's a clear thing that I need you to do in order to help me."
Right.
I need you to make sure that you are overly thinking about the time that I have to go to bed.
Right.
And that's really important to you. So like kind of like a solution or like an action item. I feel like we swallow our stubborn a lot. Like, I used to fight by just trying to out stubborn the other person, like, and one upping just like, and then I'm like, "Fine, I don't need you. I don't need to talk to you for 3 days." And then you walk around not talking for 3 days. And I just can't even imagine doing that with you, because I've worked really hard on letting my stubborn go, even when I want to be stubborn and hard-headed. It's really hard.
Just for the record, that would make me hate you.
If I was like, "I'm not talking to you for 3 days." Yes. I used to do that all the time in my last really big, significant relationship. I would just be like, "Fine, you're getting the silent treatment."
I know whose fault it was that didn't work out then.
And then the other thing I think that is the key to a solid fight, don't bring other baggage into the fight, because then you're coming into the fight armed with other stuff. And I think, I know for me before, I like hold all this stuff in a bag and I'm just waiting for him, you know, in my past relationships to bring it up so I can just start throwing stuff
right
at his face. Like, oh, well, you didn't do that. Like, you kind of hold on when they do things wrong.
And I forgot to go to the grocery store. But do you remember when you were supposed to put gas in my car and you didn't? And you remember the time that you were supposed to take the garbage out and the whole house smelled?
And that part relates to Jeff's theory that you should sweat the small stuff. So you don't have armor to throw at someone if you're dealing with stuff as it happens.
Now, are those all of your rules?
Uh-huh. Those are all.
Can summarize all of your rules in one 4-word sentence.
Okay.
When you fight, only use productive language.
Ooh. That is good.
I know. So when you are in an argument with someone, you have to mutually agree that you'll only use productive language. And I think you have to mutually agree to pause the fight or stop the fight if the language turns non-productive. Mm-hmm. And you have to both agree to that. Like, you have to be able to say, this is not productive about what we're fighting about. We got to stop.
We got to table this for right now.
And if you can't stop and it becomes a giant, then you might be looking at bigger issues. And here's what's going to be really tricky about that. If you want to use the only use productive language rule, is you have to have almost a meeting when you're not fighting to have a conversation about the next time you do get in a fight.
Right. And I think if you were watching,
which is weird.
It is weird. But I also think that me and Jeff, Jeff and I, if you were watching us fight, you would see what would appear to you to be long, awkward pauses. But we don't, it's not an exchange of words and tons of words being thrown around. It's like two sentences said, then a pretty long pause. And then, because there's a lot of thinking about how to use productive language. I don't think that comes naturally really to anyone. Yeah. It definitely is not to me. So you have to be deliberate and mindful and go, okay, here's how I'm walking into the conversation. Even if I want to strangle this person, I'm going to eat my words. I'm going to use productive language and I'm going to think it through before my mouth gets ahead of me. And I say something that I'm going to regret. Because here's the thing is sometimes when you get so mad, you might say something that you can't ever take back.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of people that I know in marriages where there's one sentence that was said years ago. And it takes years of therapy to get past that sentence. So,
like the mayor's husband saying that he is really sad that he has to go back home.
Yes.
that
might take years of therapy to get through.
That's not going to be easy to unwind.
So anyways, if you're careful about your words, you don't have to worry that you're going to say something that's going to impact your relationship forever. And people get mad and say things they don't mean, but how that impacts someone, you don't know, and you could be making a huge mistake by saying something that you don't really mean.
All right, here are my 3 random things for today's episode of The Upside. One, I'm going to read this story from Life and Style magazine.com. Life and Style
Mag. That's really girly of you to say Life and Style Mag.
Well, that's the website, lifeandstylemag.com.
Got it, okay.
But it's a mag. It's actually a print magazine that you get at the checkout, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I hate myself for doing this, but I found it oddly fascinating.
Okay.
And it's sexist and it's unfair.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a perfect fit for our show.
But lifeandstylemag.com looked at celebrities and ranked which ones look best without makeup.
Ooh.
Which is so terrible. But because of everything that's going on and the shelter in place or whatever, these stars don't have access to makeup artists all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you get to see him without makeup. And I was just fascinated at the list.
I'm so glad I'm not a celebrity. Could you imagine?
Cardi B, number one.
Love her.
Now I want to go Google Cardi B, no makeup.
I love her.
Number 2, Kim Kardashian, which I actually I have a hard time believing, because I would think that anything she would put out, even if she didn't have makeup, she would Photoshop.
Yeah.
Because they're pros, right? They're the masters.
They are the masters.
Yep. Kelly Clarkson, Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus, Jennifer Garner are the rest. I don't really I would say Kelly Clarkson, Demi Lovato, and Miley Cyrus. That could just be the glow of confidence, because I don't think any of them care.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do.
So terrible, terrible survey. Fascinating results. All right. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have some ammunition that women could use for their guys who haven't shaved. If you have a man who's growing a beard and you do not like the beard, know this. The CDC recommends that guys be clean shaven. Heavy stubble, a full beard, mutton chops, all of those things will prevent masks from fitting properly.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So if you are not a beard lover and you want your man to be smooth shaven, you can use disease as a way to get him to take a razor to his face. And here's a word that we all need to know. Cummer spec.
What is it?
Cummer spec.
Could you spell it, please?
K-U-M-M-E-R-S-P-E-C-K. Cummer spec.
You're saying that so weird. Cummer spec. Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes. All of us are enjoying some cummer spec right now.
Downtime.
It's a German word, and it refers to the excess weight gained from emotional overeating. Cummer spec.
Cummer spec.
So you can use that when you are talking to people and ask them, like, hey, what do you think of my cummer spec? Take a look. Take a look. Is this a good look? Is this good looking cummer spec?
Sounds so gross.
Okay, we've got two brand new family members to introduce you to. These are the ad partners that make the show possible. This week, we're going to introduce you to Mint Mobile, and we're going to introduce you to a company called Lightstream. Thank you to them and to everybody who partners with the show to make it possible.
We want to welcome Lightstream to the Upside family. Now, here is the cool thing about Lightstream. I don't know about you, but when I was just starting to get credit cards and maybe I took out my first car loan, I had like a thin credit file. So the interest rates that I was getting were not that great, but now I have really good credit and I still have the high interest rates that I used to have. Well, Lightstream can help you with that. They believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. So maybe you have a credit card that has a really high interest rate. Maybe you have an old car loan with a really high interest rate. You can get a loan from Lightstream with a lower interest rate and get those loans paid off so you're spending less money. And that is such a nice thing, especially when you're someone that's been working so hard to get that good credit. You can apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/upside. That's lightstream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/upside for more information.
If you're still using one of the big wireless providers this year, it might be time to switch it up. Mint Mobile, welcome to the Upside. We're glad to have you here because I know a lot of our listeners are paying inflated prices, hidden fees that are being taken advantage of because, well, they just haven't really thought about it. Mint Mobile wants you to think about it. They're going to give you the same premium network coverage that you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost because everything is online. They don't have retail locations with expensive overhead and expensive rent, and they're going to pass those savings along to you. Mint Mobile makes it easy to cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month. Go to the website mintmobile.com/upside and see how you can cut your wireless bill down to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/upside. Callie and I, we switched to Mint Mobile. Took us 10 minutes. Never look back. mintmobile.com/upside.
When I get out of my routine, I always forget to drink water. And right now I am so out of my routine. So Liquid IV is really important. Here is what Liquid IV is. It's a stick. I prefer the lemon lime flavor. That's my favorite by far. And you put it in 16 ounces of water. It's like a little powder and it hydrates you faster and more efficiently than water alone. Each serving of Liquid IV provides as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water, plus vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. So if you were dehydrated, try Liquid IV, Jeff gets up every single day and it's the first thing he does in his day to make sure he's staying hydrated throughout the day and he's not losing track of time and forgetting to drink water. Right now, they're offering you 25% off of anything that you order when you use promo code UPSIDE at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com and use the promo code UPSIDE. That's going to get you 25% off your entire order.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, today we'll be meeting our first official Name That Noise contestant, but they'll actually be making the second official guess.
Because I guessed first.
Yeah,
and you, I got it wrong.
Yeah, Callie guessed on Friday's episode, and so today we will talk to our very first player. Callie, are you ready to make the phone call?
Oh, I have been ready for years.
Hello?
Wendy, it's Callie and Jeff.
Hi, Callie. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you excited to be the second contestant on Name That Noise?
I will take second place to Callie any day.
Well, I feel like my guess was, I was not feeling very confident about my guess. So I feel like probably since you texted in, you will be feeling a little more confident about yours than I was about mine.
I have been playing this game with Jeff for a very long time.
All right, so you're skilled. You practice.
I think I've got some skill. I think I've got some mojo going here.
Okay, so Jeff, are we going to play the sound
yep.
again right now?
Yep.
And then Wendy's going to give us her guess.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Here you go. Here's the sound one more time before you give us your guess, Wendy.
All right, Wendy, name that noise.
I think you've taken a AA battery, stood it up on the table on its end, and you've knocked it over and it rolled.
That is such a great guess.
That is such a great and specific guess. That's exactly the type of guess that we are looking for. So one more time, Wendy.
It is a AA battery. You have sat on the table on its end. You have knocked it over. It hits the table and it rolls.
A perfect guess and a guess that is perfectly correct.
What? You're really?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I cannot believe that you got that. That is amazing.
How?
Oh my God.
Have you ever been stumped? Like, or has anybody ever gotten it that early on any of your guesses?
No.
Any of your sounds?
No. Not at all.
I wish I could tell you how many times I listened to it, but I can't tell you because I have no idea.
It is exactly right. It is a AA battery. And I was willing to accept any round battery. Like I would have accepted AAA or C or D or whatever, but it's a round battery.
I just went with whatever size I thought people had the most of.
Smart.
And I tipped it over on the wooden desk right there where my microphone is, and I let it roll off the edge. Congrats. I don't even, Wendy, have winner sound effects prepared.
Because that's how confident he was that you were not going to win. That's amazing.
Well, I may have had some divine intervention on this. Today is my late husband's birthday, and I was just playing his birthday numbers on Keno, and won $74.
Oh my gosh. You need to go buy another lottery ticket or something. Cause isn't this, what's the prize for this?
Yeah. You won $100 in an Amazon Echo. Like, forget that. Go,
oh my God.
Go channel your husband and get a Powerball ticket.
Yeah.
Start the, thinking big.
I may have to go buy some lottery tickets.
Oh my gosh. I love this so much.
Wendy, what's your husband's name?
His name was Michael Wallace.
Michael and Wendy, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't think it's fair to use the afterlife to cheat, but Wendy, we'll let you have it. And now I have to get to work finding another sound.
Oh, that was so awesome. And can I say while I'm talking to both of y'all how happy I am about Baby Dollar?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.
Yay.
Congratulations, Wendy.
Thank you.
If I'm being totally honest, I'm so annoyed right now.
I'm annoyed at you.
For coming, why? If it was that easy, you would have gotten it.
True, but I've always been bad at that game. I've never been able to guess it. But I feel like you have a reputation, Jeff Dollar, for being able to stump anyone.
First of all, I did not know when we did this on Q100, I wasn't the one to pick all of the sounds. I did it for like one round.
So you're saying it's higher pressure than you thought?
Yes. And the fact that she even knew what type of battery it was.
It's like, is she watching our house? Do we have cameras?
No, but maybe our husband is.
He's giving her some intel?
Yes. Mm. So, all right, give me a couple days. I'm going to come up with a more challenging. We're going to keep doing this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So give me a couple days. I'm going to come up with a more challenging sound. And then we will do it again.
Because if you have not listened to this segment, and this is, if you have before on Jeff's old show, you'll know that is totally not how it's supposed to go. And sometimes it takes weeks and like dozens of people trying to guess what it is. And everybody collectively joins in and you're all annoyed together. And it's this whole thing. So that was not how it was really supposed to go.
Not at all. No.
So Jeff's got to do a little better by making it a little more challenging. So make no mistake. That was your practice round. It will not be as easy in the future.
All right, a little public service announcement for all of the dads who are listening right now. You need to know this. Because of the world that we're living in, you don't have a Mother's Day backup plan. Your kid, your young child is not at school putting their hand on a thing of clay. They're not doing an I love you mom painting for the refrigerator.
There are no Mother's Day projects happening at school, which means
it's all on you, Pops. And you've got less than 2 weeks.
Is it in 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday is Mother's Day.
Wow. Okay. I got to get it together for my mom. For sure.
Yeah. So anyways, just that's my public service. I posted it on Instagram. I put it on Facebook. I just want to spread the word. And just so you know, the 2 weeks it's the same amount. Don't wait a week and then be like, where did that week go?
Especially because a lot of the places that are shipping right now are behind. Like, it's not like you can't get the 2-day shipping right now. So you need to order your Mother's Day gift now.
And Amazon is prioritizing like some stuff, but things like gifts and stuff like that might not be a priority.
Yeah.
That's good thinking.
So get on it.
So anyways, here's the deal. I posted it on my Instagram and I also posted it at facebook.com/Callie and Jeff. If you're a mom listening to this, you can just go ahead and low key tag your baby daddy in there.
In that post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he should get the hints. So 2 weeks, the clock is ticking. Get on it, Dad.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
I feel like today, not today, I feel like this week is going to be a really good week. Are you feeling the good energy? Because I am feeling it so hard right now.
I'm glad you are. I don't feel like it's going to be good. I also don't feel like it's going to be bad. I just feel like it's a week.
I feel like I need some more optimism from you. Jeff has been, I won't say moping, I will say high stress Jeff in our house for like 2 weeks. And yesterday we sat down, we had a meeting, we talked everything out, we got everything organized. And then I looked at him and I'm like, how do you feel? Do you feel better? Do you feel good? And I was expecting a crowd cheering like, amen. And he was like, I don't know, we'll see. And I'm like, well, what? No.
Because I'm not a person who can just look at a plan on a piece of paper and say, okay, this is how we're going to handle everything. Like, I actually have to get out there and do.
Like, and put like, the plan into motion.
Yes. And I also think I'm going to feel better once I power wash our brick patio. Mm-hmm. Because, one, power washing is so cathartic.
Yeah.
That's number one. And number two, it's getting to be that time where we can sit outside and we ain't going to a patio anytime soon.
That's true. So it'll be patio dollar.
Yes. That'll make me feel better, too.
Hey guys, this is Crystal from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I just had to stop episode 239 because it brought back 90s, 2000s nostalgia for me. Basically, a group of girls, we went on a spring break trip my senior year of high school, and I had a Bell South calling card. So when we got down there, we didn't have to call collect to call our parents. When we get back, I have a $549 phone bill. My parents flipped out, and it turned out that once we used the promotional minutes, then they started charging per minute. And every girl that stayed in our one, two-bedroom hotel, so there was like six of us probably, we were using it to call boyfriends, to call home, to just chit-chat at night. And we ended up having to have a yard sale to try to help pay off the bill to my parents because they were in no position to pay that kind of phone bill. Love you guys. Thank you. And have a great day.
With Mother's Day being right around the corner, like less than 2 weeks away, it's time for you to get on it. Get a skylight frame for mom. It's a great way to feel close even when you're separated. Multiple people can send photos to the same frame, so it's a great way to keep a big family in touch. It sets up so easy. Mom can do it all by herself. You just follow the prompts on the touch screen to connect to your wireless internet, and boom, you're in 60 seconds or less. And the skylight frame is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love it, if mom doesn't love it, you get your money back. If you want to impress mom and give something that the whole family is going to love, go to skylightframe.com/upside. That's skylight frame, skylightframe.com/upside. And because you are a Callie and Jeff listener, you're going to save $10. skylightframe.com/upside today.
Callie and Jeff, I've been getting so much anxiety. Anytime I go to the grocery store, I've got Jeff in the back of my head, and I love you to pieces, and I know you're not meaning to do this, but in my head, I'm like, I'm trying to grocery shop, but there are times where, like, I'll pick up something and then be like, well, I touched it. I got to go put it in my cart. I've been in the produce section and, you know, I'm just like, okay, am I in my parameters of how we're all supposed to act now as a society in public? So I would just say to give everyone a little bit of grace. We're navigating this, doing the best we can, and we need people like you guys to help keep us all uplifted as much as possible. I know it's so hard not being able to hug friends and family, and just wanted to call and talk to my friends for a second. Hope y'all are having a great day, and talk to you soon.
This is Leah, the lady that freaked out 19 years ago about the pager. I am definitely still married to my husband that was my boyfriend at the time. Say hi, David.
Hello.
We listen to you guys in the morning. You're part of our routine. Talk to y'all later. Love you. Bye.
Hey, guys. I just had a funny story to share and find out if anybody else has done this, possibly. In the last 2 days, I have gone to the mailbox and found a package that I had ordered something offline on. not remembering that I had ordered it. So I go back in my emails and look at confirmations, and they're items that I had put in a cart for save later moments to buy. And apparently in the middle of the night, I guess I woke up and decided that I wanted to go ahead and purchase those items then. Don't know if it's quarantine. Don't know if it's just me wanting to splurge by, but I just thought that would be a funny story to just share and see if anybody else had done it. Bye.
Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were some good days, but a lot of not so good days. If we take it just one day at a time with a positive attitude, anything is possible.